Danny Cunningham, Daryl Ryder with you in for Ken and Anthony, who will be back next week. Browns training camp kicking off officially out in Berea today. We'll be out there. We'll dive into that coming up at the top of the hour. But want to touch on, Danny, a couple of things that that Zach had to say related to the upcoming trade deadline. They've won 10 of 12. They're starting to feel good about themselves again after that disastrous 10-game losing streak, and I would argue disastrous six-week stretch in which they were scoring. It took a Herculean effort to score three runs in a game. And so now they seem to have things back on track. And Zach telling us there in that interview that he thinks that they're going to try and or he feels they should look a little bit towards 2026.
Yeah, and I agree with that sentiment. I think that if they do go a direction, and I think standing pat is acceptable, even if it's not what I would necessarily do. But I do think that this is an organization, Daryl, that should lean towards selling as opposed to buying right now. I don't view them right now as a legitimate contender in the postseason. Could they make the postseason? Sure. But I think if they make the postseason, they're probably not going anywhere of significance. Maybe they can find a way out of the wild card round and into the ALDS, but I think that is where their journey would ultimately stop. And I think that so much of this needs to be about how do we find a way to win a World Series? Because we have the longest title drought in the entire sport.
We do?
We do.
We do?
And
what?
It's miserable.
We're now the Boston Red Sox and Chicago Cubs?
And it's getting up there. It's not exactly, 25 years at this point. And I do think that, listen, the Guardians are not going to be an organization that ever pushes their chips all in. That's not how they operate, and I understand that. And I respect it to a certain extent. But I do think in what Zach said made a lot of sense that there are avenues they can pursue to make themselves a pretty formidable contender next year. I think that because of what they did this winter, it was going to be really difficult for them to be a formidable contender this year. Now, we can debate whether or not that was the right move this winter. I thought it was a bad idea for them. I thought they had a terrible offseason. And you're seeing that with the way that they're a 500 baseball team right now. I think that they can start by start remedying that now. I would, Daryl, if I were in charge of the Guardians, I would want to sell off some pieces here. I would want to
Trading Emmanuel Clase, aren't
I would,
you?
Yes, I would, personally.
With three more years of team-friendly control?
I would think about trading Stephen Kwan as well, because I just don't view those guys as... I think that they could do more for you with what they bring back to set up a true contention run where maybe you can convince this team to go all in. Maybe you can convince ownership in the front office to go all in. But I just look at this and say, this feels like a wasted year. And I think Stephen Kwan a little bit less because I think he is very consistent. Of course, Emmanuel Clase has been great, but I view bullpens as very volatile in Major League Baseball.
I was going to say, how do you trade one of your two dependable hitters? You legit have two dependable hitters in this lineup. And
if you have two dependable hitters, you might as well have none. That's why the offense stinks, right? So this needs to be about, okay, does moving a dependable hitter this year who is not going to, all indications say he's not going to sign an extension, right? That has been what everybody has said about Stephen Kwan, that
he's going to take his market, but he's not going to do what Jose Ramirez did. He's going to go the Frankie Lindor route.
And all the power to him for doing that. He deserves to maximize every dollar that he can potentially make, and good for him. And I support that decision from him. And what do we also know? The Guardians don't let guys get to free agency like that. They will trade him at a certain point. It could be tomorrow. It could be 2 years from now. But they will trade him before he hits free agency as to not lose him for nothing, right? That is how they operate. They've shown you that time and time again.
Yeah, the joke used to be you win a Cy Young, get traded.
Yes, that is exactly what this organization does.
If you want to stay in Cleveland, the worst thing you could do is win a Cy Young award.
So that is something to think about here, because is that something that right now, would the Guardians take a step back this year? Sure. But are they taking a step back from being contenders, or are they taking a step back from being slightly above mediocre to mediocre? I like to think it's probably the latter, unfortunately, not the former. And if they do that this year, can they be true contenders next year? The answer might be yes there.
Here's the question that I have, and this isn't anything against them, but how can you ever position yourself to win a World Series if you're always having to trade your best players?
I think that is a problem with ownership here. I think that's a problem with baseball overall. I don't disagree. Like, that is not, that's not an unfair question, but I do think that that is why they're handcuffed, because they have,
they have also, to be fair here,
they have refused to pay some of their best players. Yeah. Like, I can't look at this, and you can say small market and all that stuff, and, you know, the books are very murky. We don't know how much money exactly they're operating with, but like they can't, if there's a will, there's a way. They could have found a way to pay Francisco Lindor. They could have, and they chose not to.
Well,
and that was a disaster.
So you're saying they can pay Stephen Kwan?
They could. They won't. They can, but they won't. Now, the only thing that will change this is if and when there's a salary cap in the sport, because I do believe that is coming. I think that will be here sooner than later. And I think that would be one of the best things for the Guardians. And I think it'd be a great thing for Guardians fans, because with the salary cap, what else do you get, Daryl? You get a salary floor. And the Guardians would be then forced to spend a little bit more money than they are spending.
Well, but they're not one of the lowest spenders in this.
No,
they're,
but
they're,
I think the floor would be 90% of the cap.
Like, they're not with the A's or the Marlins. You don't have the union ready to file grievances against them for not spending any money.
No, but I would bet that where the Guardians are at is below what the floor would be.
I don't know how they're going to end this World Series drought when every 5 years you get perennial all-star caliber players, and then you have to trade them for prospects that you hope turn into perennial all-star players. I don't know how you end that vicious cycle.